Time to check the finance news with Elise Morgan. Hello, Elise.
Good morning. Well, Wall Street extended yesterday's losses, Fran, while a strengthening in the US dollar and a continued fall in the iron ore price has pushed the Aussie down to its lowest level since March. The Dow Jones retreated 0.6% to 17,014. There was a little major news to direct trade overnight, with only small surveys out showing a pickup in small business confidence and a steady number of job openings. The US dollar is rising as economists argue that the improving US labour market and signs of inflation should have the Fed Reserve pushing up rates shortly. And after years of speculation and rumours, Apple finally unveiled its first new products overnight since the death of Steve Jobs, a watch and two new handsets which are larger than current iPhones. And while sending tech geeks into a tizzy, Apple shares lost 0.4%. The market didn't like it. Across the Atlantic, the Bank of England's governor confirmed the economic recovery there has reached a point where interest rates can be put up early next year. And London's FTSE 100 ended flat. The local share market is set for a poor start to trade. The ASX by 200's a third of a percent lower. The Aussie dollar has continued its sharp fall overnight. As I mentioned, it's now worth just 92 US cents. Non-commodity markets, the iron ore price is now at a fresh five-year low of 83.2 US dollars a ton.